Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A college student from Winchester killed in the Netherlands. The funeral for Tamar Bucci set for this morning. And Eminem makes history. In the juice, many are saying a text exchange between Chris Brown and his rape accuser will clear him of any charges. And Leroy has sports.
Yeah, I'll admit it. I can be a little long-winded, so let's play a game. Since so much happened in sports yesterday, let's see if I can finish sports in 60 seconds or less.
But first, a 21-year-old Winchester woman is dead after she was stabbed by a stalker in the Netherlands where she was enrolled in a university. Mika Oort was fatally attacked early Sunday morning inside her apartment at Leeuwarden in Leeuwarden, a city about an hour and a half north of the Dutch capital of Amsterdam. The 27-year-old suspect had allegedly put a tracking device on Mika's bike and set her apartment on fire after the attack. This whole thing, there's just so many questions here. He has been arrested, but the investigation is still ongoing. Thousands of people are expected to attend a funeral today from Massachusetts State Police Trooper Tamar Bucci, who died in a crash while on duty last week. Bucci was killed after she pulled over to help a disabled vehicle and a tanker truck collided with her cruiser. Services will begin this morning at 11 a.m. at St. Anthony's Church in Revere. And Eminem has just become the most certified artist in history. The RIAA announced yesterday that Eminem received 73.5 million new gold and platinum certifications, making him the most awarded musician for singles in history. He's only one of seven artists in any genre with three or more diamond album awards.
Congratulations!
Diamond is 10 million albums sold, by the way, and Eminem's career total now sits at 227.5 million certifications, 166 of which are singles and 61.5 of which are album certifications.
That's a huge bitch!
What? I know. In the juice, Kanye is at it again. He deleted all of his Instagram posts with the exception of three. One about his divorce, one about being dead, and the other about Batman.
Wow.
But of course, it's the one about being dead that everyone's talking about. In the poem titled Dead, Kanye wrote, "My kids would dance for me in a home I once led, but kids see ghosts and didn't know I was dead. Everything was wrong in the press that I read because nobody would tell me that I was dead." And he said he didn't want to explain the piece, but in the caption wrote that art is subjective and art only works when it's the artist's absolute truth. And a lot of people are speculating this is a cry for help. And although he did post a few hours later his review of the Batman movie saying that he loved the whole film.
Yeah, I mean, he's having an episode right now, which is going to end bad. And we're all seeing it and nobody's doing anything about it. Not because we're bad people, but because he has no real friends.
Which is really, it is really sad. He does need
it
help.
It is sad.
Someone,
you know,
needs
well, here's the thing. It's like all you ever hear is people saying, you know, if you see something, say something. Whatever. If you see, you know, warning signs, you know, do this, do that. Well, guess what? We're all seeing warning signs. We're all seeing warning signs. And eventually something's going to happen and we're going to go, we really should have done something. What can you do? The dude has no close friends. Who can we tell?
Right. And a text exchange between Chris Brown and his rape accuser may be what he needs to vindicate him. That's according to his lawyers. An unidentified woman says that Chris drugged and raped her on a yacht outside of Diddy's home in December of 2020. However, Miami police got a hold of text messages between the two where the woman, after the alleged incident, sent Chris nudes, told him she missed him after the incident and that he was the best she's ever had. Now, wow. The messages also revealed that Chris Brown suggested she get a plan B to prevent pregnancy, to which she responded, "Oh, ish, okay, I will." And then he was pretty much going on and on saying, "I didn't, you know, make a mistake by, you know, whatever." And he said,
"By what, Melissa?"
Nothing. He said he was hella faded, so, quote, "I just want to be sure." Mm. The woman filed a $20 million lawsuit against Chris Brown in January.
You're not doing a good job describing
she
this.
She said Chris
shot
Brown
up the club.
Went from being friendly with her to attacking her within minutes. Chris Brown's publicist said he didn't want to publicly address the case, but believes the texts speak for themselves and that Chris Brown is planning on taking legal action against his accuser. Oh. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Oh, right. Oh, hold on a second. Leroy, you got a lot of sports.
60 seconds.
Can you do it?
Yes. Let's do it.
This is your mission if you choose to accept it. You accept it? All right.
Yeah,
this tape's
going
to blow
Come
up in 5
now.
Seconds.
All right, here we go. All right, so the true GOAT, Michael Jordan, said Jason Tatum reminds him of himself.
Okay.
In the NFL, Russell Wilson was traded from the Seahawks to the Broncos while Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers became the highest paid player in the league history, signing a 4-year, $200 million contract.
Take notes.
NFL legend Deion Sanders had some toes amputated.
Disgusting.
And there's video.
Yep.
Past All-Pro cornerback J.C. Jackson will become a free agent. And Stone Cold Steve Austin is coming out of retirement to fight at WrestleMania. Now check this out. Celtics Hornets tonight at 7. And Boston, do yourself a favor and follow Miss Mayo 51 on Instagram. Sure, she's married to former Pats linebacker and current Pats linebackers coach Gerard Mayo.
I already follow him.
Yes.
On Instagram.
I heard he could be getting a coaching job, but that's not the point. The point is, I just so happened to go on her live last night and she's funny and she don't even know it. It was sophisticated, informative, laid back conversation seasoned with a dash of City Girls.
I'm so sorry. Your time is up.
Anyways, I failed. Miss Mayo 51. MRS MAYO 51. It was hilarious.
She does a lot of cooking on
hilarious.
Hey, you didn't rescue the guy. The building exploded. Sorry.
Yeah, well, we're all good.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, okay, can I comment now?
Yes, go ahead.
I love the Russell. You said it so fast, people probably didn't even hear it. Russell Wilson, the elite quarterback, a.k.a. Sierra's man, is now a Denver Bronco. I like that because that means it's going to be even harder. The Patriots suck anyway. It's going to be even harder for Patrick Mahomes now to make it to the Super Bowl every year. That's it. And that's all.
That sucks Stone
Cold
for us.
And Stone Cold got my, I'm going to talk like Melissa, it got my, you know, thing excited where it gets really stiff, but I can't really say what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
That was horrible.
And that's just
all right,
nuts.
Leaving you with some good news. A 26-year veteran of the Florida Highway Patrol is being called a hero after she put herself in harm's way to save dozens of people's lives over the weekend. So a driver who was under the influence had veered around barricades and was headed directly toward a bridge that was packed with runners who were running a 10K race. Trooper Tony Shuck aimed her patrol car into the path of the oncoming car.
Wow.
Which eventually struck her head on.
What?
And seriously injured her, but prevented the car to injure anyone else. The Florida Highway Patrol says, because of Shuck's selfless actions, a lot of lives were saved, and the driver was arrested for DUI. Shuck continues to recover with her family at home, and anyone wanting to send messages can do so via the Florida Highway Patrol social media.
That
attention,
is
Tony Shuck.
Tony Shuck, you are legit.
That's even
legit.
A great name for an Avengers team, isn't it?
Yeah, we need the Shuck Master, whatever it is. That's that's a great
She's
story.
A real hero,
Tony
man.
Shuck, don't give up. You know what?
Yeah, seriously. I ran a couple races in my life where cars like didn't care. They were mad that there was like a race going on, and they came at us. And people like,
it's unbelievable.
You know, they were like, you need to stop. But no one ever like threw their body
their
or their,
car,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
Or put their car in the way. That's nuts.
And that's your good news.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive. Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.